Peace out.
Hi, welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel, and guess what? We're going to visit another planet today. But before we do, let's listen to Caroline's safe space.
Hi, my name is Caroline, and I'm 5 years old. I'm from Pennsylvania, and my happy space is petting my dog, Skippers. And my safe space is with my family. And my calm space is with my family, too.
Caroline, thank you so much for sending that in. Caroline is also part of the kindness team at her school. I wanted to say a special hello to Caroline and her friends who are working so hard to spread kindness and compassion in their community. This is amazing because every act of kindness can make a big impact on someone, and maybe they'll do something kind for someone else, and then that person will do something for the next person. And pretty soon, you will have a lot of people around you looking for ways to be kind to each other. Do you have a kindness club or something like it at your school? Or do you think you might want to start one? We'd love to hear more about it. Find out how to contact us at bedtime.fm. Today, we're going to explore a strange alien planet. Let's get into our astronaut suits, buckle into our seats on the Star Bouncer, and get ready to do the calm down countdown to lift off. You can sit down or lie down, whichever you prefer. We won't be moving too much today, so pick a comfortable position. Close your eyes if you'd like. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your nose. Take another deep breath in and let it out. One more time, breathe in and out. I'm going to count down from 10. And try this with me. Every time you hear a number, take a deep breath in through your nose. And then when you hear the chime, start breathing out slowly. Let's try it now. Breathe in. And now breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Let's try it now at the countdown. Remember, breathe in when you hear the number and start breathing out slowly when you hear the chime. Ready? 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six, five, four, three, two, one. Imagine that you're standing inside the Star Bouncer, our state-of-the-art gleaming spaceship. You're right at the door, which has a round window. You're looking out of the window, and you're looking out onto a new alien planet. Instead of the sky, you see the dark expanse of space, stars glittering overhead. And now you look down and see the planet before you. Since we're in your imagination, you get to decide what the planet looks like. Is it dry and rocky? Green and grassy? Maybe the surface is made of pink spaghetti? Are there mountains or trees? Or maybe giant orange and purple striped lollipops growing from the ground? Let's take a closer look. Reach out and open the hatch door. step outside. You can take a deep breath in now. And wait a minute. I think we can breathe the air on this planet. You can take off your helmet and breathe in fresh, sweet-smelling air. What's your favorite smell? Bubblegum? Pizza? Whatever it is, that's what the air smells like. Let's go explore the planet. You're walking forward. You see something fuzzy ahead. What is it? They look like small, fluffy dandelions. Except they're not just white. They're all different colors of the rainbow. Pick one of the rainbow dandelions, the one that's your favorite color. Now that you're holding the strange dandelion in your hand, let's make a wish. Take a long breath in through your nose, and now blow on the dandelion and watch the dandelion's fluffy seeds start floating away. Let's do that again. Pick another dandelion, maybe a different color. Take a deep breath in and blow. Pick one more dandelion, breathe in and blow. The dandelion fluffs are floating away. Let's keep going now. Imagine what you're passing by as we walk on. You know who lives in space? Have you ever watched Star Wars? Especially the older movies? Who has a very distinct way of breathing? Darth Vader. Darth Vader damaged his lungs, so he wears a special suit, all black with a helmet, that helps him breathe. If you've seen the movies, then you know that the breathing is pretty loud. Do you want to try breathing like Darth Vader with me? Come on, let's try it. It might sound a little silly at first, but I think this can help us breathe in a lot of this nice-smelling air on this planet. Do you remember what your nice smell was? Okay, try to imagine that you're not just breathing in through your nose, but there's a vacuum cleaner in your stomach. And you know that long tube that is attached to the vacuum that you hold onto to suck up the dirt? Well, we won't be doing that, but let's pretend that our windpipe, or trachea, is that vacuum tube. Gently feel your throat right now. We're going to be sucking the air down through our nostrils, down the trachea. You might hear it sound like this. And then, when you breathe out, it's like we flick the switch on the vacuum cleaner, and now instead of pulling the air in, it's pushing it out in a long burst, like this. Your breathing will be making sounds like Darth Vader. Let's do it now. You can keep gently touching your throat if you'd like, or put your hands down. On your next breath in through your nose, imagine the vacuum in your stomach gently sucking in the air, and as you breathe out through your nose, the air is being pushed out in a long burst, making a noise like this. Breathe in now, vacuuming the air in through your nose. Breathe out and push the air back up through your windpipe. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time, breathe in. Vacuum is sucking in the air. And now push the air back out in a burst through your nostrils. Well done, Darth Vader. You sounded just like him. Let's get back to the Star Bouncer now. It's almost time to go. We turn around. And you can see the spaceship just ahead of you now. Start walking towards it. This was a nice trip and a pretty interesting planet, but it's time to go back to... Wait, who's that? It's an alien. A real-life alien standing right in front of us. It's sort of small and kind of cute. And it's waving goodbye to us. We should wave back. If you're not sitting up, do that now. close your eyes again. Put your hands on the ground with your palms facing up. Reach your arms up to the stars and breathe in. Now hold your breath while you bring your hands back to the ground. Breathe in again and reach up. Hold your breath while you bring your hands down. Keep doing this at your own pace now. Okay, we can stop now. The alien is waving back, and now you are walking to the spaceship's hatch door again. Open the door and climb in. Get comfortable in your seat. Buckle up. We're starting to head back to Earth. You can see out the window and see the blue and green Earth getting closer and closer. And now we're landing. And we're home. Thanks for coming on this journey today. And now that we're back on Earth, you can still use the breathing exercises we did today to practice being mindful anytime. Because when you focus on your breathing, you're focusing on what's happening right now. It's also good when you're feeling angry or upset or anxious or nervous to help calm down too. And when you're calm, you can make better choices and feel better. Or you can do this any time of day, no matter how you feel, just for a few seconds, so you can take a mini break from all the rushing around. It'd be like pressing pause on your day to give yourself a chance to stop and be still. You can pretend to blow rainbow dandelions, breathe like Darth Vader with that vacuum cleaner in your stomach, or breathe in, hold it, and breathe out again. Or just breathe in and out like you normally would, whatever works for you. Giving yourself a mini break to pause every day is like a little present that you give to yourself. So don't forget to open it, or you'll lose it. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Have you subscribed to Peace Out yet? Do it now so that you never miss an episode. Peace Out was created and is narrated by Chanel Sang and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Thanks for listening.